WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A former downstate Illinois cop has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for murdering an unarmed black woman in her Springfield area home. Sean Grayson, a white man, fatally shot Sonia Massey in 2024. She had called 911 to report a potential prowler outside her home. Sonia's mother, Donna Massey, who was shedding tears during the hearing, says she's feeling grateful Grayson was hit with a significant sentence.
I just want to say I am ecstatic, so happy. Yeah. We did it, all of us together.
Despite apologizing repeatedly to Massey's family, Grayson got the maximum sentence for his second-degree murder conviction. His defense team says Grayson is battling advanced cancer. The Chicago City Council recently passed an ordinance to ban the sale of some hemp-derived products. This means businesses have to pull inventory off the shelves and get additional licensing. Ruby Mirza of Kimza CBD tells our In the Loop program, the ordinance does not distinguish between bad actors and responsible businesses, and she says previously compliant shops like hers will be forced to make impossible choices.
We either shut down core parts of what we do or take on licenses and costs that don't fundamentally align with our vision, or we consider leaving the city of Chicago altogether. This means the loss of community spaces, lost jobs, and the displacement of small businesses that try to do everything right.
Proponents of the ban say it's necessary to prevent the sale of dangerous products to minors. The ordinance now heads to Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. He hasn't said whether he'll veto that. Illinois announced a campaign today to address the dangers of some micro-mobility vehicles, like electric bikes and scooters. My colleague Minju Park reports the initiative will include a high school driver education curriculum and a statewide public awareness campaign. It tries to address gaps in state law that recognize e-bikes as low-speed vehicles that reach a speed of 28 miles per hour or less. And today, some electric vehicles can surpass that speed, so they're not legally defined in the state vehicle code. And Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Giannoulia says they don't fall under restrictions like age limits or safety requirements.
Our laws haven't kept up with the technology or the demand. As a result, it's created confusion for riders, drivers, and pedestrians alike.
Giannoulia says the lack of clarity has created patchwork rules that differ across towns. And just a note, in Wednesday's rundown, we read a story about the Prairie State Access Fund. We referred to this as the first statewide abortion fund. Now, this is not entirely accurate, so we want to clarify. The first statewide fund for abortion services in Illinois is the Chicago Abortion Fund, and it was established about 40 years ago. Organizers say this new Prairie State Access Fund will help sustain existing reproductive services across Illinois. You're listening to The Rundown. Every January, the International Puppet Theater Festival descends upon our city, and this year, the Chicago group Manuel Cinema is one of the hot tickets. Its production, The Fourth Witch, puts a twist on Macbeth. Our theater reporter Mike Davis takes us behind the scenes of opening night with this audio postcard.
Hi, I'm Julia Miller. I'm one of the five co-artistic directors of Manuel Cinema. We're performing The Fourth Witch for the International Puppet Theater Festival. When I describe Manuel Cinema, I try to explain sort of the, it's like a movie being made live before your eyes. On stage, you'll see a bunch of overhead projectors and paper puppets and actors in silhouette running around a screen with a camera on it. And all of that is being fed to a live projection screen that's hanging above the stage like a movie screen. And then there's also a live music ensemble playing the original score as well. So there's like a lot of stuff to look at. And it is hard to describe. We often are just like, you gotta come see it.
My name is Drew Durr. I'm a co-artistic director of Manual Cinema. So The Fourth Witch is a loose adaptation of Shakespeare's play Macbeth. We didn't want to do a straight adaptation of Shakespeare's Macbeth. We wanted to find sort of a backdoor into the play and tell a story about a character who doesn't appear in Shakespeare's play. It's about a young girl who is orphaned from war because of one of Macbeth's military campaigns. And it's sort of a coming of age story, but it's also a story about revenge. There are a lot of ingredients in the brew.
I do think there's the handmade quality is a big part of it. I think especially now, you know, in the digital age, I think there's something about being in real time and space and seeing these kind of magic tricks performed in front of you with really simple tools.
I think puppets are having a moment because people are hungry for lo-fi craftsmanship. I think people are inundated with computer-generated imagery in film and television, and there's something about the puppet that is just so much more human than most of what, you know, we're offered to consume in mass media.
The Chicago International Puppet Theater Festival runs at multiple venues through February 1st. Weather, a sunny and cold day, high near 16, the wind chill as low as 9 below zero. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 5, with the wind chill around 7 below zero. And then Friday, cloudy, 1 to 3 inches of snow likely, and a high close to 20. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.